This is Danette Gorman from HelpSyriasKids.org. We are connecting the Hudson community with a Syrian refugee camp in Katarmaya, Lebanon. You're listening to WGXC ACRA.
There's all sorts of community events in the WGXC community calendar online at WGXC.org, like the Columbia County Health Department's COVID-19 vaccine clinics that are held every Tuesday from 1 to 3:30 p.m., the Columbia County Human Services Building at 325 Columbia Street. You don't need an appointment, but you can call 518-828-3358, option 4 for more information, or go to the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org to find out more information about the vaccine clinic that's available every Tuesday at the Columbia County Human Services Building from the Columbia County Health Department.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Art Omai in Ghent, New York. Open daily from dawn until dusk, Art Omai Sculpture and Architecture Park presents the work of contemporary artists and architects across 120 acres of field and forest. Now accepting advance registrations for visits on weekends and select holidays. Information at artomai.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
90.7 FM.
ACRA, Hudson, Catskill.
Downtown Leon.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Tracy. I'm the program director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
My name is Georgia. I'm 10. I'm going to fifth grade, and I am from near Hudson.
I'm Amelia. I'm 19, and I'm also from Hudson.
And we are here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate.
You say it.
Bookish things.
And that's what we're going to do today. Happy last week of school for you, Georgia. Is it your last week?
Nope. My last day was June 4th, and this is my first week of camp.
Oh, nice. Wow.
Thanks. Nice. I got out really early. We did a pod, so our teacher was just really nice and let us out really early.
Oh, nice.
I have one of the best teachers ever. Well, I'm going to school. But I love my teacher.
Amelia, you're already back in school for the summer, right?
Yeah, I'm college.
Are you attending summer school on purpose?
Yeah, I wanted to get done early.
You are? Why would you?
Because I want to get done early.
Wouldn't you rather go on vacation or go to camp or?
I had a bit of vacation. I didn't. And there's no camps for people like. Yeah.
Georgia, I'm glad you're here today. I wanted to tell you, have you heard that there's a new volume of the OK Witch coming out next week?
OK Witch. What? Yeah. What's it called?
The OK Witch and the Hungry Shadow comes out July 6th.
Thank you. And then also a new book in the Cable Miller series is coming out soon.
Also at the end of the summer. Don't you like the Friends series?
Yes, and at the end of the summer, Friends Forever is coming out. There are so many graphic novel sequels coming out this summer. Shh.
It's true.
Sorry.
I knew you'd be excited. Are there any releases you're excited about, Amelia? That you love?
Not really. I'm kind of working my way through the manga. I still have. I finished one of them a couple weeks ago, actually.
A series?
Kind of. Have I talked about Junji Ito with you here before?
I think so. That's like the horror one?
Yeah, he's really, really well known for making horror manga. And I finished one of his like big volumes. And the volumes of his work are basically a bunch of short stories that aren't connected really. You just kind of jump in and read them at your own pace. And I love them a lot for that.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
It's a good summer read. You can pick it up and put it down.
They're a lot of fun.
Let's check that out. What's the new one you're getting ready to start?
I think it might be called Fragments. The one I just finished was called Smashed.
Sounds violent.
Junji Ito's work kind of spans from Goosebumps levels of horror to really intense levels of horror, and you never know what a story is gonna be, which kind of puts you on edge. And I don't know if that's the purpose of that or if he just does a bit better with some stories than he does with others, but you can be reading one that has a very Goosebumps like plot and then the next one will just like keep you up at night.
What?
Oh my gosh.
I mean I just haven't seen it.
Yeah, I don't know if any of you remember when there was like a TV show on Netflix called R.L. Stein's Haunting Hour, but it's kind of like that in that some episodes of R.L. Stein's Haunting Hour would be very Goosebumps-like, very silly, very child horror, and then there would be other episodes that still freak me out to this day with no warning in between them, no reason. I don't know who this show was meant for, and I don't really know who Junji Ito was meant for either, but... I like it a lot.
That's so scary, not knowing what you're gonna get.
It is. It kind of puts you on edge, at least with his single stories. He's best known, I think, for either Gyo or Uzumaki, and you know what you're getting with those two. Dio freaked me out a whole lot. It was the first thing of his that I ever read. And you know what you're getting with those, but in the short story collections, you don't really know what each one is going to be about.
Georgia, do you read any dark, scary horror type stuff?
Oh, I guess this PG-rated kind of drama on Netflix, Amy. It's a series.
What's it called?
Greenhouse Academy. I'd recommend it for ages 10 and up.
What's that about?
I give away. If I say something, I'm going to pretty much spoil the whole thing. It's the kind of thing, if you describe it, you spoil the thing.
Okay.
But I've only watched the first two seasons. And there are four seasons in total. Have you heard of Greenhouse Academy?
I've never heard of it, no.
Lee, have you?
I haven't heard of it, no.
It's good. It's good, but probably shouldn't watch it on night when you need to catch up on sleep. I mean, it doesn't give me nightmares, just every once in a while. Like, it just hits me a little bit. But that's all good. So, may I please share my book?
Please do.
So, my book is called Dun 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 Dun. White Bird by R.J. Palacio. The same author who wrote Wonder. I really love this because the art is very beautiful and the story is just amazing.
What do you like about it? Besides the art, I mean.
The story is really beautiful. So amazing. This is probably my favorite art in the whole book. This is my favorite little one.
Maybe you could describe it for our listeners.
Somebody drew that. It's so beautiful. So I will read the description. To the millions of readers who fell in love with R.J. Palacio's Wonder, Julian is best known as Augie Pullman's classroom bully. White Bird reveals a new side to Julian's story as he discovers the moving and powerful tale of his grandmother, who was hidden from the Nazis as a young Jewish girl in occupied France during World War II. As Grandmere tells Julian, it always takes courage to be kind, but in those days, such kindness could cost you everything. Includes an afterword by award-winning author and book critic Ruth Franklin. And then here's a little clip. My name is Julian Boumier. Julian. And that is the name of all the names in the world that I've held closest to my heart since then. The name I gave to your father. It's the name he gave to you. Julian.
Maybe you could describe the art style.
This is one of my favorites. It's a very realistic, it's on the realistic a lot of comics. Air to see or bubbly or in some certain way, but this is very detailed and realistic. This is definitely a graphic novel and not a comic. There's nothing funny in here at all. Mostly sad. I'd recommend this book for ages 10 and up because there are some scenes with pictures, blood spilling out of people's bodies. So yeah.
So you do read gory things sometimes.
Boring?
Gory.
Oh, yeah, this is like a little gory. Like, so ages 10 and up. If you're 8, if you're 7 or under, or maybe even 8 or under, refrain from reading this. Because soon after that, you will be scared of everything.
Amelia, did you have a book you wanted to share?
I pretty much read the Junjito stuff, but I want to build off what Georgia said. I love it when gothic novels tackle more like serious topics. For one, I have the comic, but I haven't read it yet. It's called Mouse by Art Spiegelman, which was, I think it was serialized originally, but the version I have, I'm pretty sure it's all the issues in one book. It was like, it was published in 1980 to 1991, according to this article that I'm currently reading. And it talks about Spiegelman interviewing his father about his experiences as a Polish Jew and Holocaust survivor. But it uses a lot of animal imagery. It presents the Jews as mice, the Germans as cats, the Polish are shown as pigs. They use a lot of animal imagery that makes it very interesting to read and analyze. And I really have to read it at some point because it's a very, very pretty and very, very hard to read by the looks of it comic, but it looks like it would be very interesting and rewarding to get through.
I really love that series. You're going to like it. Why do you think that he chose to make all the characters animals?
I'm honestly not sure. I lack the insight to say that. I have no idea. I think it is a very unique and like eye-catching thing that he did, though. At one point, I believe Emily once talked about another graphic novel called Persepolis that also deals with some more serious topics, but I do not remember the plot of that one because I have never read it.
I also love that book. It's actually another two-part comic by Marjane Satrapi, and it's about growing up in Iran, and I think she moves to America to be an artist, and so then she has to grapple with the duality of her identity and struggling to find peers who relate to her experiences during wartime. It's really good, and Marjane Satrapi has written a lot of really good books. If you like it, it's great because you can continue.
That's really interesting. It's really cool.
There's also a good movie for Persepolis. It's an animated film, which I like.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. I didn't know that they made an animated movie out of that.
Mm-hmm.
There's one comic that I really love that was supposed to get a show, and then it never did, I found out. I actually found out it was supposed to get a show, and then immediately afterwards found out it did not get a show. And I've never been sadder in my life. Called Nimona. It's one of my favorite comics ever. I'm obsessed with Nimona.
Wait, they were going to make an animated series?
Disney was going to make an animated series of Nimona, and then they canceled it.
Why?
Because they thought some of the content in it would get it banned in places like Russia and China, and all Disney really cares about is money. It's the sad truth. I really like some of their movies, but they really only care about making money. Even though honestly they own the world at this point, I think they could deal with maybe not showing their shows in China or Russia, but whatever, I guess.
For Nimona fans everywhere, come on.
I would have loved it, but honestly, maybe it's better because I would have loved it the way it was, but if they had made it, I'm very scared that they probably would have censored stuff that would have made me very unhappy about the stuff they had taken out. I would have been very unhappy if they had taken out some of the stuff in that book because I love that comic so much. I'm trying to look on the bright side that maybe it's better that we did not get a show at all rather than a show that completely butchered the plot.
True. Take your time. If you're going to do it well.
Yeah.
After the radio show where you told me that that was one of your favorite comics, I reread it. And it is so funny. I forgot about how funny it was. I kept laughing out loud while I was reading it.
It's hilarious, and it's so sweet, because you can tell that it started out as a webcomic, and as you keep reading it, you can, like, see how the artist's style, like, evolved. Like, taking the first very simple, like, panels to seeing, like, the ending battle and how intricate the art becomes, it's gorgeous. I love it.
I like in the back of the book, too, how they show you how the illustrator drew Nimona in the beginning and how the character evolved. Do you remember
that? Yeah, I loved the concept art. I loved how her hair changed so much. It was so cute because that was like probably one of the first female characters I had seen in a book that had hair like that. And it made, and it like, I'm that's probably one of the factors that made me cut off all my hair. Because I used to have very, very long hair, like long enough that when I did cut it off, I could donate it to make wigs. So, and that's what I did. I donated my hair to make wigs.
I have a question.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
Yeah?
Is Nimona appropriate for...
Yes, it is.
You haven't read it, Georgia?
You haven't read it? It's good. It's perfect. It's good for
it's
everyone. I love it.
It's your favorite comic.
Yeah, it's...
And I'm good. Start reading it. What's it about again?
Give me a second to find it, because I have it in my book room, which is, like, just a couple feet away. I'll be right back.
Okay. You have a whole room of books? Lucky. I have a whole bookcase of books, but she has a rip.
I'm back. And yes, I do have a whole room of books. It used to be called the computer room. There's no longer a computer in it. We still call it the computer room, but it is just full of books.
Oh, wait, are you at, like, your school?
No, I am home.
You have a
private library
room at your house?
Yes, the book room at my house. It's just chilling back there. We put our initials in the books that we've read so that when all of us have read it, we can donate them. But sometimes we just don't because we're too attached to them.
That's so nice.
Nimona is about the main character, whose name is Nimona, who meets a supervillain and decides she's going to become his sidekick. She's going to become his sidekick, even if he does not want her to become his sidekick. She's just going to do it. So she does, and then the plot starts out really simple, because it was originally just a chill little webcomic, but then it kind of expands, and you learn about, like, a whole institution behind the heroes that defend the kingdom, called the Institution of Law Enforcement, and how they might be corrupt, and it just gets more complicated, and it's really good. And also, I've always preferred villains over heroes, so the fact that it focuses mainly on the villains is just amazing as well. So yeah, I love it. Love this comic so much.
I like how Nimona starts out kind of like kid sister vibes, but then learn how powerful she is.
Yeah, yeah.
That sounds really cool.
Nimona is a shapeshifter, by the way. That's also very important. She can shapeshift.
Oh my gosh.
The book I was gonna talk to you about this week is one. You knew that Shrek was a children's book before it was a movie.
I did actually know that.
Have you read it?
Really?
No, I have not read it. I have seen all the movies, though. More like I was dragged to all the movies by my friends and my parents, I think. But I've seen all the movies.
Did you like them?
Honestly, I think they're funnier once you get older. But... yeah, I like them a whole lot.
I think you would like the book because it is not how the movie is. The movie, Fiona becomes this, like, traditionally beautiful princess, but that doesn't happen in the book. The book is more, like, grimy the whole way through.
Yeah, I love it when children's... picture books have, like, a grimier art style and, like, creepier look about them. I love it when
Shrek is cool because the author is also the illustrator, William Steig. The book came out, like, 20 years before the movie, I think.
Oh, so it came out a while ago.
Mm-hmm. Came out in 1990.
Oh. Wait, the movie came out in 2010?
I don't know, is that right?
That is impossible.
Let's see.
Did you know that Toy Story was made in 95?
Yeah, I get kind of freaked out when I realize that Toy Story was made that early.
Okay, Shrek came out in 2001.
That was the very first movie using CGI animation technique.
Yeah, it's wild to watch... to watch the first Toy Story movie and then watch the newest one and realize how far, like, the animation has come. Crazy, honestly.
The second, third, and fourth aren't that great. The first one is the best. The first and fourth, especially the first, though.
Oh, I think I like the first three Toy Story movies. I've never seen the fourth, honestly. I think it ended perfectly, so I just didn't see it. I just realized, I'm looking at Nimona, and the author is Noelle Stevenson, and I don't know if any of you are familiar with what She-Ra is, or the reboot of She-Ra, but Noelle Stevenson worked on a reboot of She-Ra, which was originally an 80s cartoon, and it's really, really, really good. It's really good, And it's not made by Disney, so they didn't make her censor anything.
Noelle Stevenson also worked on the Lumberjanes, right?
Yeah, she wrote those, yes.
I realized why I thought Shrek. I thought the book preceded the movie by 20 years, but it's just that the book, the copy of the book I was reading is the 20th anniversary of the book being published.
Oh.
So I think it came out like 11 years before the movie.
Mm. When was the movie?
2001. I just looked it up.
Knew it.
You were right.
I know my animated movies.
Yeah.
Well, we're just about out of time for today. We hope everyone out there listening has a good week filled with quality reading time. We'll be back next week to talk about more books. Until then, happy reading.